I'm sorry, which one?
Tyler Brownells.
Okay, thank you.
Tyler, ready? Yeah, because thanks.
All right, I believe we're ready to start our afternoon court calendar, and we'll start with the case of the state versus Tyler Brownells. It's case number 24-CM-726. May we please have appearances?
Kelly Settle for the state of Wisconsin.
Mr. Brownells appears in person and in custody along with John Helen on behalf of the Public Defender's Office. We received a copy of the criminal complaint and will waive its reading. The address is correct, and he qualifies for public defender service.
All right, thank you. The booking information says that he is being held on a probation hold. It looks like that's from a Sauk County case, so I think this case can just be assigned to any Dane County judge. We'll let the computer make that pick. Attorney Zettel, any position on bail?
The state is requesting a signature bond with conditions that the defendant direct no acts or threats of violence towards JLG.
That's fine with us.
Let's do a signature bond with the condition that he engage in no acts or threats of violence towards the person with the initials JLG. And we'll get a not guilty plea entered on Mr. Brownells' behalf. Good luck to you, sir. Take care.
God bless you guys.
Thank you. You as well.
Miguel Perez, the deal.
Just one moment. Miguel.
Oh, sorry.
I want to just double check your mailing address. Is that a good thing?
Yeah.
Sorry. And you have a hold right now?
Yeah.
Oh, like this one?
Yeah.
Okay. So you'll probably be here for a little bit.
Yeah.
Enjoy. Okay.
Thank you. Miguel, this is your first name.
Oh, gotcha.
Perez, the field.
All right, I think we're ready to call the case of the state versus Miguel Perez Badillo, case 24-CT-211. Appearances, please.
Kelly Zettel for the state of Wisconsin.
Mr. Perez Badillo appears in custody in person along with John Helen on behalf of the Public Defender's Office. We received a copy of the criminal complaint, the way it's reading. The address is correct, but he's on a hold. He's going to be on a hold for a while.
Okay, and it looks like that hold stems from some Dane County cases. They were assigned to Judge Reynolds, so we should get this case assigned to the same judge. Perhaps the state has a position regarding bail.
The state is requesting a signature bond with conditions that the defendant not operate a motor vehicle without a valid driver's license or with any alcohol in his system.
That's fine.
Give me just 1 second. The booking sheet talked about a bail jumping charge. It doesn't look like that's been issued, but it might make some difference in terms of that branch assignment. So give me just a moment to check that. I see. So it looks like this is one of these situations where he was placed on probation on certain counts and the other counts were held open. So technically he remains in a status of both bail and probation under the same case that had been assigned to Judge Reynolds. It doesn't really change anything in terms of what we do here today. I'll order the signature bond. I'll adopt the condition that was requested by the state. We'll get a not guilty plea entered on Mr. Presbidio's behalf, and we'll get you all the paperwork you need right next door, sir. Good luck.
And one more thing. I think Ron is his attorney on the.
Yeah.
You're going to have to call the public defender's office and have you get signed up for this case too. It doesn't automatically happen.
Okay.
So if you can call, you have Ron's number in a minute.
Yeah.
So give him a call and tell him, hey, I gotta apply for this new case too. It's just a formality, but you still have to do it before we can assign this case to Ron. Okay. You understand that?
Yeah.
Okay. Great. Okay. Thanks.
Thank you.
Peter Barrett.
Can you repeat those conditions? Oh, sure. No operating a motor vehicle without a valid driver's license or with any alcohol in his system.
All set. All right, we'll call the case of the State of Wisconsin versus Peter Berniger. It's case 24-CF-328. Appearances, please.
Callie Zetta for the State of Wisconsin.
Peter Berniger appears in person and with attorney Wendy Patrickus. Good afternoon.
Can you repeat your name?
Wendy Patrickus, just like the boy's name Patrick with the U.S. at the end.
All right. Thank you and good afternoon. You should have a copy of the criminal complaint.
We do have a copy of the criminal complaint. I've had a chance to review it with my client. We waive formal reading.
And should we list you as counsel of record on the case?
Yes.
We'll do that. Is the address on Brinwood Trace in New London the best one?
This is his address, correct.
Very good. State have a position on bail?
The state is requesting a signature bond with conditions that the defendant not contact any government officials at their home address, that he only use their business address, that he not file any documents with the court or issue any subpoena unless those documents are approved by a licensed Wisconsin attorney.
And Attorney Patrickus, any position on those requests?
No, Judge.
Okay. I think they're reasonable. I'll go with the essentially joint recommendation for a signature bond. Conditions will be that he have no contact with any government official at their home or residential address. Also that he not file any documents or issue subpoenas unless approved or signed by a licensed Wisconsin attorney. The good news is it sounds like he has one, so that should be a workable condition of bail. Any position on the time limits for preliminary hearing?
We'd waive time limits.
All right. We'll get it scheduled then for a status conference in due course. We'll get you notice of that before you're released, and then it should take maybe an hour or so to get you. It looks to me, looking at the booking sheet, like you walked in here yesterday and turned yourself in on the warrant. You get credit for that. I appreciate that.
I turned myself in Tuesday morning.
I'm sorry. You're right. Tuesday.
Yep.
Good job. Good luck to you.
All right. Thank you. Okay, Peter. As soon as you get out, you bring out the comments. Okay, so let me give them that.
I cannot find the hearing against his phone.
Okay. Let's see if we can find it here.
Slow.
I'm going to get a bar number in a second.
Let me ask you a question.
Sure.
So the next date isn't a date that I have any input on. It's just going to be a surprise date.
No, you could potentially.
We could. I got to see it through, but I'm just coming in from Milwaukee, so I have to juggle. Okay, 1 minute and I'll get that.
She's just getting you added into the case on CCAP.
Not find it.
Yeah, well, we can discuss that a little bit more. Sure. She works on that. So we're going to be coming up with a date here in a second. If it doesn't work, we can talk about that and adjust it. The other thing is that this is a status conference mostly designed around the issue of whether he'd like to have a preliminary hearing or not. If he wishes to waive it, we can actually do that in written form so folks don't have to be here in person. If he decides he doesn't want to waive it and wants it scheduled for a prelim, that's also something you could notify us of in writing.
Okay, very good.
So it's a date that's meaningful, but it can be worked around.
Okay, very good. I'm still trying to enter all those conditions. So defendants on that contact any government official at their personal address.
Let's use home or residential address. Okay.
And defendant shall not file any documents.
Or issue any subpoenas. Unless approved by a licensed Wisconsin attorney. I don't think the commissioner changed anything from the way I worded it. So
I don't think if I did, it wasn't meaningful.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
She was repeating the conditions for the benefit of the clerk. And I said, I don't think I made any meaningful changes to the wording from what the original request was. Right.
Well, All right, so the next status conference date would be April 22nd in the afternoon. Do you have a specific time in mind? Or are you available?
So this would be fine then. Anytime 1:30 is
1:40 on April 22nd.
Sure.
All right.
And your clients will have that in writing, and I think will be transmitted to you electronically very shortly.
Okay.
Very thank good. You.
I'm ready. Troy Castle will be next. By Isabel.
All right, go ahead.
All right, we'll call the case of the state versus LaTroy Castle. It's case 24-CF-789. Appearances, please.
Tally Zettel for the state of Wisconsin.
Mr. Castle appears in custody via Zoom in the Dane County Jail. John Helen appears on behalf of the Public Defender's Office. We have received a copy of the criminal complaint. We'll waive its reading. As for an address, we have 4006 the Coosa Trail. Mr. Castle, is that a good mailing address for you?
Yes, it is.
And we don't know if he qualifies for public defender services.
All right. Well, Mr. Castle does have a number of other open cases. They're assigned to Judge Genovese, and we should get this case assigned with that same judge. It looks like he has attorney Mark Leonard representing him on those cases. Mr. Castle, whatever process you used to get Mr. Leonard, whether it was through the public defender or the clerk of court's appointment process, you could use that same process and pretty likely that he'd get assigned to this case to help you as well. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, real good.
Yeah, but they came and talked to me about getting me a public defender, and I never, so I don't know how to go about it as getting the same.
Did they come and talk with you just within the last couple of days?
Yeah, this was like probably 3 days ago.
And did they say that that they'd be getting one for you?
Yeah, they told me they'd be getting one for me.
Sounds like you might be all set, but I would.